Zach, this is bidding on Walsh Edison. Walsh, WALSH, Walsh. Edison, ADD, D as in David, ADDISON, Edison Walsh. Date of birth, 12/28/38. Date of visit, 7/25/24. Please make a copy for Stephen Giorgiani. Giorgiannini. Giorgiannini. Stephen Giorgiani. D.O. Next paragraph. Dear Steve, thank you for sending Edison Walsh for evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of COPD and shortness of breath. Next paragraph. History of the illness. This is a 85-year-old male who has a prior history of COPD and atrial fibrillation. Has had frequent falls and recently was sent for a chest CT that was done on 6/13/24. The patient's chest CT showed a 4.2 by 3.4 centimeter cavity mass in the superior segment of the left lower lobe, as well as a 5 millimeter nodule in the right upper lobe and as well as a 1.3 centimeter solid nodule in the right upper lobe, which was previously noted to be 5 millimeter. There was severe predominant central lobular emphysema in the upper zones and scattered parenchymal scarring. There was ectasia of the ascending aorta up to 3.9 centimeter. The patient does have a cough. He brings up very little mucus, denies hemoptysis, but has had significant weight loss over the past 1 year and is now down to 120 pounds. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes mixed hyperlipidemia, history of depression and anxiety, history of atrial fibrillation and pulmonary hypertension, as well as essential hypertension, and history for cavitary pneumonia. He has prostatic hypertrophy and urinary incontinence, severe dry skin with multiple skin lesions. He also had a hernia surgery. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next. habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for over 60 years and continues to smoke. Drinks beer regularly. Next paragraph. Family history. Both parents died of unknown causes. Next paragraph. Medalist. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Alendronate 70 milligrams weekly. Trilogy Ellipta 1 puff daily. HCTZ 12.5 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. I'm sorry, system review. The patient complains of weight loss and fatigue. He has cataracts. He has hoarseness and post-nasal drip, wheezing and persistent cough. Also, I'm sorry, denies asthma. He has heartburn and diarrhea. And denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. No, he has leg swelling. And no palpitations, no anxiety. No, I'm sorry, he has depression. And he has joint pains, muscle aches, and no seizures, headaches, but has memory loss. Next, and he has skin lesions. Next, physical exam. This elderly, emaciated looking white male is pale, alert. He has multiple keratotic skin lesions of his extremities, more so in his upper extremities. His blood pressure, 120 over 60, pulse 64, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 120 pounds, saturation 99. HEND anomphalic, pupils are reactive. Sclera with clear throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, distant breath sounds with wheezes in the upper chest and scalp crackles. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with decreased reflexes. And cranial nerves, grossly intact. The patient is awake, alert, answers questions, but seems slightly disoriented. Next paragraph. Impression number one. COPD with emphysema. Number two is lung masses. Multiple lung masses, etiology undetermined. Number three is cavitary lesion, left lower lobe. Number four is hypertension. Number five, hypolipidemia. And number six is failure to thrive. Next plan, the patient will go for a PET CT to evaluate the lung nodules. If there is significant uptake, a biopsy of the left lower lobe cavitary mass will be attempted. And I suggest that he may need to have a bronchoscopy and bronchial washings and biopsy. The patient will also go for a complete pulmonary function study, continue with Trilogy, 100 micrograms, one puff a day, Ventil and HFA, inhaler, two puffs, PRN. A follow-up visit here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Stephen Giorgiani, GIORGIANNIDO. Thank you.